Okay.
Coach, in the last three quarters, you had over 400 yards and also 52 points. What kind of distance did you make from the first quarter to the second quarter on?
Well, I think, you know, it was not so much in terms of adjustments. It's because we were playing well defensively. You know, offensively, we didn't quite have it figured out yet, and you kind of have to spar a little bit until you can find some answers. It's not it wasn't adjustments, just being able to get into the right things, which we didn't initially.
But can you talk about Collins' composure under pressure? I think one time I saw him getting rushed heavy, he took a step to the side and then hit Chris. It seemed like everybody had an air of composure tonight.
Well, Colin has always had that, I think. He's, he has all those qualities that I talk about so often, and he's, and that the tremendous amount of discipline, and that allows him to, that combined with the right type of confidence, allows him to be composed. I think he always is. I don't think it's any, wasn't any different than he's been at any other time.
Randall Evans, have been batting balls today. He comes up big for you again, this time on the ground. Can you talk about his play and that play in particular and how maybe it sparked you guys?
Well, I think, it was, we didn't have any turnovers. They had three turnovers, and all the turnovers had an impact in the ball game, I think. Randall played well. He's making headway week in and week out. He had a nice tip last week and got Geno's first interception and, made that play today. But it's not, it's not one play. You're on the field for 70 snaps, and you got to play them all well. And for the most part, he played quite well.
Do you feel like the team came out sluggish?
I don't think we played well. I don't know if sluggish is the word I would use, but I didn't think we played as well as we could on offense. I thought defensively we played well. The special teams were doing fine with the exception of a bad punt that we hit. We just, as like I was saying a moment ago, I think it was more us trying to define, what fits, what are the best things for us to get into, and it took us a while to, like I said, spar a little bit before we find that out.
When it comes to eliminating mistakes, how would you grade this team this year?
The game is, I guess, and you could say that about life and about all athletics. I mean, you get one thing fixed and something else pops up, and it's just the way it works. I mean, you walk out of here and you're going to encounter something new, and you got to get it fixed, and that's kind of the way we are, I think, and that's the way it is for everybody, not just us. I think our young people do a very nice job of being committed towards that improvement that we're talking about, and they work diligently to do so, and I think they have, and as I've said so many times, it's not just a straight line, but it's a little bit like that. But, from the beginning to where we are at this point in time, we've become a much better football team, surely.
Bill, can you talk about the plays that Meshack Williams made in the first half, particularly the block field goal that may have been kind of the real momentum changer?
Well, Meshack is, and I think I said this last week, Meshack played well, and Meshack has been improved. I mean, he just falls in line with what we're talking about. He just gets better and better and better. And I think about three, maybe four ball games ago, he really started to come into his own. And really, his improvement had been, small, but small. And then all of a sudden it kind of took off, and I think he's playing at a – he's playing well now and has made – immense improvement.
Coach, you've gotten off to a few slow starts this year. I'm wondering, have the slow starts previously kind of taught your team how to overcome them, like in this game, to teach your team to not hit the panic button and stay the course?
I don't know. I think maybe they just need to quit listening to me before we go out on the field. There's something wrong with what I say in those ball games. I've got it all recorded, so I'm going to go back and listen to the ones where we got good starts and just play those before they go out.
Coach, the Oklahoma coaches talked about the fact more than down. They don't see people who assault them anymore. This is a spread it out, get guys in space league. It has been for about 5 years. And K-State ran at us, and pretty soon we weren't able to handle it in the fourth quarter. Did you see a little bit of that week by week, that you guys get after people in a way that they're not used to?
Well, I can't answer the question for anybody else. You know, are we different? People say we're different all the time, but I can't tell you that I understand people spread it out, but everybody runs the ball, and it's whether you run it with four wide receivers or run it with two wide receivers. Running the ball is running the ball. You know, I got to block the guy in front of me, and that guy's got to block the guy in front of him. So, everybody runs it, and you look at the teams that. Texas Tech is a pretty good example. They throw the ball very well, but they run the ball 43% of the time. That's almost half the time. We played up at West Virginia last week, and everybody says, all they do is throw the ball, and it's 60-40 for them as well. That's not a big, 6 out of 10. That's not a big percentage. So, I don't necessarily see us being vastly different than other people. I'm proud of our young guys up front because, we block well. For the most part, and they play hard, and they're well conditioned. I think they work hard to get well conditioned, and allows them to not fold in the latter stages of a ball game. Not that anybody else does, but.
Bill, you added to the weapons law on offense to get Harper and Longer more involved, or they just improved so much that you.
Neither one. We've been the same all the time. If somebody, and I say this so often, you have to do what the defense is going to allow you to do, and you got to get it to the people that the defense will allow you to get it to, and there's no difference in our preparation. Our preparation has been the same from day one to right now. And they have always been actively involved. Some days, like I said, receivers, you look in the NFL, you look any place you want, you'll find, one guy gets, 10 catches one week, and the next week he gets two, and so on. And that's kind of the way we are. We've always known that they're quality players. They're good young guys and good players, and sometimes we get the ball to them, sometimes we don't. It's not... And defenses can, they can line up and take a guy away if they want to. You look at the young guy Austin from last week up at West Virginia. He's got 80,000 passing yards, and he had 34 yards against us, and it was our intent to try to, slow him down a little bit, which our guys did. So, we're fortunate, and other teams are as well, but we're fortunate to have some quality guys across the board that can, run routes and catch the ball.
Coach, you've played against three of the best quarterbacks in the country. Do you think in today's first day of the season, the defense has given up over 21 points? Do you think the defense gets enough credit? I know everybody's talking about Colin Klein and going undefeated. Do you think your defense gets enough credit?
Well, I don't get into that, and that's for you to decide. We kind of stay confined to right here, and we're not into what you're going to say and what you're going to write and what's going to go on TV, et cetera, et cetera. And if you, if you want to give whoever you want to give credit to, I'm all in favor of it because I'm pleased with all of them. I think our defense has played extremely well. But we played well, collectively across the board. It's like I tell our players, if you want to be successful, we have to do it in all three facets of the game. And if we play well across the board, then we always have a chance. And if we don't, if one group falls out, then we've got problems. So, but I think they deserve the defense, just like the offense, special teams. They all deserve quality credit because they've managed to at least get where we are today. Tomorrow's another day.
Bill, look down here. Did you say anything to Colin at halftime that really sparked what he did in that third quarter? He really seemed like he took things over.
All I've ever said to Colin is be Colin. And, that's easy, for young people or old people. Easy for all of us to kind of get caught off in all the things that you guys put out there. And I don't have to tell him, don't get caught off in it. I just say, hey, you know, you be Colin. And if you're Colin, then I know you won't get caught off in it, and you'll bring all that you have, you know, to every ball game, which he does. So.
That said, just an observation here. It seemed like you made it up here faster today than maybe you have in some of the other games. It's to the point where you don't really have a lot to say to your guys after a game. And you feel like this group handles success.
Where you at, Fitz? Would you please?
Yeah, I got stuck in an elevator. What do I know?
Why you and not him? What was the question again?
You made it up here pretty quick.
I'm working on my conditioning.
And the second part of the question, does this group handle success and maturity and those kind of intrinsic values that you talked about as good as any you can remember? I mean, they just seem like they just keep going and going.
Well, you'd like to think so. I mean, you have to, and I mean, this is, you know, you look around the country, and you know, they make more of college football than they do of a presidential election. I mean, you know, all that shuts down on Saturday, right? I mean, all it is football, and everybody gets caught off in it. The world is caught off in it, and it is so easy, you know, to get. You know, just to lose sight of things. And I'm proud of our young guys up to this point in time, you know, because you don't know about tomorrow. But, you know, up to this point in time, yes, they have. They've handled it well. They go back to work. And they understand the value of all those values without repeating them. And it's not easy. I mean, it just gets harder and harder and harder. And it's, yes, they've done well. Like I say, that's why I keep saying, you know, there's a border right there. And, you know, what we do from today on is, or from this point in time on, is will define us collectively. Not that I negate what they have done, but up to this point in time, I'd say they've handled all the external expectations extremely well.
Thank you so much.
How hard was it early to disrupt their offensive flow the way they're, you know, spreading things out and get pushing the ball downfield?
Well, you know, they, you know, that it's a team. They always talk about Kansas State and possession time with Kansas State, and you know, they do a pretty nice job of that as well. You know, and they've normally, you know, they're above 30-minute possession time collectively over the course of the season, and you know, and they do it, you know, maybe in a little bit different way, but. There was an awful lot of the clock used up, and they moved the ball well. And the answer, I guess, the simple answer, it was very difficult to be able to, you know, slow them down. And you know, they got the first drive in the end zone, but after that, you know, and again, there's some acclimation that takes place, you know, initially, and we didn't, make it. Get adjusted to what was taking place as quickly as you would like sometimes, but then that's an awfully good offensive football team. But then we did, you know, get a feel for where we were and what was going on, and I think after that, you know, they moved the ball. They, you know, certainly did that, but you didn't see a lot of points going in the end zone.
Last question here.
Bill, would you talk about, I guess, the outline for handling Seth Dagey, how you feel you accomplished that, and the fact that the longest pass play you've given up in the Big 12 is just 32 yards an hour today.
Well, I don't know about, you know, how long the pass plays, but, you know, he's a quality quarterback. You know, there's no doubt about it. And I think, you know, the same feeling that we have against all the very talented quarterbacks that we have in the conference, and that is, you know, we need to do what we do and be what we're about. And try to do it as well as we possibly can and get really good at it. I think, you know, with the quality quarterbacks that we have, I mean, pressure becomes, you know, vital, and I think you just have to find the ways that you feel best suit the young people that you have that can apply the kind of pressure to force quarterbacks to get out of rhythm. And, you know, and I think our guys did a decent job with that. We only got 2 sacks today, but... by the same token, there were some rushes and that caused some errant throws and gave us an opportunity to You know, we had opportunities to get more. You know, we had two dropped interceptions and clean interceptions in the first half that you'd like to have back.